subject planning and designing of healthcare facilities. Part 4, Chapter 11 by faculty Dr. Praveen Kumar Agarwal. Now, whenever we want to read about disaster, first of all, we should know basic types of disaster and what it literally means. World Health Organization in 1990 had given call to the member of the nation to meet disaster. It is focused on should disaster strike be prepared, which is very relevant in present context, because disaster occurs sudden, nobody knows when it will happen, and whenever it occurs, it leads to great loss of life and huge loss of property. So one should do some disaster planning so that when it occurs, it does not bring so much burden on the life and on the loss of property. In India, a typical example of disaster is Bhopal gas tragedy, which happened in 1984 because of the leakage of the gas called methyl isocyanide in the capital of Madhya Pradesh, that is Bhopal, which led to the death of nearly 10,000 population of Bhopal. And it was because the disaster was going to happen, but nobody predicted, nobody took the preventive action, and that is why it led to heavy toll of life and property. Now, what the disaster actually means? Disaster means the calamity or sudden or misfortune exceeding adjustment of the capacity the community can bear. So disaster is always sudden. It may be man-made or natural, and it always exceeds the capacity of the community. Means if the hospital is equipped with 100 beds because of disaster, the number of the beds in the hospital suddenly increases because of the greater number of the inflow of patients. Therefore, in disaster, you cannot predict how many cases you will get, and whatever is your prediction, you have to plan 100% and 100 more cases requirement as compared to the natural occurrence. The disaster can be by the natural cause like flash flood, earthquake, cyclone. Recently you have come across the earthquake that hit the capital of Nepal, Kathmandu. It can be because of man-made cause like terrorist attack of Mumbai, mainly Taj Hotel, or it may be sudden war like Kargil war. It may be bomb blast in the local train of Mumbai, or it may be bomb blast of many places in Mumbai which happened in 1985, that is serial bomb blast leading to the death of nearly 5,000 population. So these type of disasters which are man-made can be prevented if the people are educated about it. But the main reason why the terrorists do the attack is that in single explosion they want to kill the large number of life. So it usually results into the mass casualty, and according to Colin Grant, at least 30 persons will be required emergency treatment. So whenever you are planning the disaster, disaster patient will mostly come to the hospital casualty to take the treatment on emergency basis. So hospital casualty should be prepared in such a way that it should be sufficient and competent enough to handle 30 patients. So what are the key features of disaster? It is always sudden, it is catastrophic, it always comes in an unexpected proportion, it causes the disruption of the life leading to the mortality and morbidity associated with the destruction of property, multiple injuries and even death. So see, disaster is such a havoc that one cannot predict because it is sudden, and second thing is that it is unexpected, And third is that nobody wants the death, which is the ultimate consequence of the occurrence of the disaster. Now, disaster needs multidimensional relief effort, because relief effort may be directed toward the person who is sick, the person who is injured, the person who is dead, and also it is very important not only to see the persons who are affected, but large mob which are adjoining the people and coming there, which may lead to disruption of law and order, like theft, then smuggling, then removing the dead bodies, etc. Because disaster usually occur in the places where the family members are not present. It is very difficult to identify the body, and disaster management has to look on all these matters. That is why Government of India has maintained or developed a new disaster cell in the ministry, and it is known as National Disaster Relief Organization, which mainly concerned with the disaster management, which may be natural or it may be man-made. Therefore, it is essential to evolve both the district health authorities, like district magistrate, subdivisional magistrate, who are in the administrative position to issue the command, and local community, which may be local NGOs, social workers, voluntary health group, etc. Hospital should be able to deal with this type of situation, particularly the treatment in the casualty, receiving of the patient, giving first aid, giving the proper treatment, segregating the patient who requires intensive care from the patient who requires minor care. In the recent time, you must have come across the earthquake that affected the Gujarat, mainly the Bhuj or the Kutch region, that led to the loss of 14,000 life and about 10,000 houses were damaged, leading to the loss of asset up to 30,000 crore. So see, single occurrence of single episode of the earthquake in a particular geographical area had caused severe loss of life, that is 14,000 death, then about 10,000 houses affected, and the total loss of the property is about 30,000 crores. Now, there are few fundamentals of disaster management. First, whenever the disaster occurs, the first important thing is disaster response. Means the rescue team should immediately respond to the SOS call which is sent at the time of disaster. That is why nowadays whenever disaster outbreak occur, the disaster relief people immediately rush to the site, because it is usually far flung from the main office, so they have to arrange the vehicle, they have to prepare themselves not only to transfer manpower but also relief material to that particular site. For example, recently the earthquake which hit Kathmandu in Nepal was such far-flung from capital city of Kathmandu that many people were not evacuated at the proper time, leading to the loss of many lives. So therefore, disaster team should respond to the call immediately after the occurrence of the disaster. Disaster preparedness is again one of the important aspects of disaster management, where one can anticipate the occurrence of disaster and plan combating devices in advance. Means, if you are making a high-rise building, you predict that some form of disaster can take place because of the collapse of the vertical structure, because of the collapse of the ceiling, etc. And that is why you must have seen many builders in Mumbai who makes the high-rise building, usually keeps the medical officer at the site with the facility of ambulance, first aid treatment, register them with the nearby corporate hospital or nearby municipal hospital, and they are also well equipped to prevent the occurrence of disaster. Like if the main plaster is going on the high-rise building, you will see bamboo sticks with the net or curtain adjoining the main building, so that if accidental fall occur, the people may not fall directly on the ground, leading to multiple fracture and death, but they may get suspended on the net which is present along with the bamboo stick covering, so that the loss of life and damage in the form of loss of life can be prevented. Now, third important aspect of disaster management is disaster mitigation. Disaster mitigation means the ways to diffuse the occurrence of the disaster so that the disaster become controlled within the control of administrative authorities, and therefore there is less damage in terms of money and life. Like whenever the bomb is present and the bomb is live, the disaster response team first see what is the nature of bomb, then they use different type of machineries and chemicals with self-protective device and defuse the bomb. So one of the important word associated with mitigation is defuse. For example, if the serial bomb blast occur, one must have to be prepared that there may be chances of finding some other bomb which has not exploded at that particular time, or which were not timed for that particular moment, and the explosion may take place later on. So this aspect of anticipating the disaster and diffusing the occurrence of disaster is known as disaster mitigation. This is also very common event occurrence in the case of earthquake. After the earthquake, there may be after earthquake attack, and these may produce further damage to the person who are already lost their vital organs, already seriously injured, etc. So in this you will see how the disaster management teamwork. Whenever there is impact of disaster, first immediately the disaster relief person goes to the site, identify the person who is seriously ill, who is not having much injuries, and who are dead. After segregation of the patient, they usually give the primary first aid treatment, and after the first aid treatment, the patients are transported to the definitive site, that is the main hospital, where different type of reconstructive surgery can be done, which may be in the form of amputation of the limb or treatment of the fracture or application of the sling or open exploratory laparotomy to find out the internal damage to the internal organs, etc. And the engineering team look how to increase the transportation facilities to the site, how to bring the relief material to the site, how to bring the essential drugs as well as the relief material like shelter, kerosene oil, food stuffs, so that the people may not suffer further. Then there is also the team which help in mitigating the disaster. Like if the active bomb is found, they are diffused. Then if the earthquake occur, the provision is made not to destroy, provision is made not to allow the active bomb to blast. At the same time, if earthquake has occurred, people are given warning about the after effect of the earthquake. If flash flood has occurred, you must see the weather report about the occurrence of the further episode of heavy rainfall, which has to be corrected. And in this way, if we know the causes, we can prepare ourselves ahead of the occurrence of the disaster. So this cycle goes continuous way in viscous cycle form, and each component of this cycle is very important, because one step, one cannot proceed or jump from disaster impact suddenly to reconstruction or suddenly to preparedness, but has to grow through this step by step. Now, definition of disaster is generally used to cover such desperate events such as war, industrial accident, flash flood, where lies the common element destructiveness. Therefore, whenever disaster occur, it brings severe destruction in the form of loss of life and poverty, and also loss of property. For example, you have seen in the previous slide how the Bhuj earthquake, which happened, led to the death of 14,000 people, 10,000 houses were destructed, and total loss of property was about 30,000 crores. It may also be defined as the occurrence that causes ecological disruption, loss of human life. Ecological disruption may be damage to the environment in the form of trees getting uprooted. There may be large area of severe landslide. Then the topsoil may be carried away by the flash flood. So these causes damage not only to the property but also damage to the environment in which it has occurred. Disaster is the occurrence of sudden or major misfortune which disturbs the basic fabrics and normal functioning of the society. Therefore, disaster can bring death, which lead to the apathy, agony, and also lead to frustration, especially if the patients are not getting proper reimbursement for the medical expenditure, not getting attention from the government not extending helping hand towards them, leading to further deterioration in the form of after effect of disaster. Therefore, it is called misfortune. A few attempts have been made to define disaster as follows. More sociologically, disaster is an event located in time and space which procedures the condition whereby continuity of the structure and process of the social unit become problematic. That is why whenever the disaster occur, it always lead to the death. It always lead to severe mortality and morbidity. So not only the patients suffer from severe and multiple injuries, but the death occur. Therefore, because of disaster, mostly the earning members of the families are affected. There will be nobody to take care of the children. One is not mentally prepared. He has not developed his social security. And if the government is not caring for these events, which is misfortune, then the patients or the affected people will feel the feeling of apathy, loneliness, frustration, agony, etc. So all these deep sorrows, which are in the form of pain, become erupted, and such type of affected individuals may become more verbal, may be more agitative, etc. Now, the disaster is basically classified into two broad types: the disaster which occur because of the natural cause and disaster which is man-made. It is also sometimes disaster explained in the term of slow and sudden onset. The slow onset disaster is those which is also brings heavy loss of the life and property, but it does not occur suddenly but slow, like methyl isocyanide leakage that lead to the loss of several lives in Bhopal city was slow in nature, because had the preventive and predictive work carried on the pipeline, the leakage would have been rectified. But since it was not carried slowly, there was breach in the gas supply site, leading to the violent type of gas leakage. Or it may be sudden onset, like earthquake of Nepal, severe flash flood which occur in the Sikkim region, North Sikkim region, etc. The natural disaster may also be because of the direct impact of the human action, like natural disasters are mainly occurring because of the population explosion. People are cutting the forest, uprooting the trees, making the hilly region into plain region, and therefore causing ecological disturbance, making the area more prone to earthquake because nature tried to rebuild its lost identity. Disaster have different type of effect, and therefore it involves the multiple dimensions of management. First of all, we should know the type of the calamities or injuries that occur following disaster. The disaster affects the health services, mainly the health of the community which are affected by disaster, which causes calamities, injuries and casualty. The disaster is broadly classified into natural and man-made disaster. Few examples of the natural disaster is the natural disaster because of some disturbance below the earth's surface, which may be in the form of volcanic eruption or the earthquake. Therefore, the area where the low seismic zone is identified, that area is not stable, that area is still in the evolution phase, and therefore the disaster can occur. So we have to locate the area which has got the active volcano, and the active volcano is very much common in the Pacific Islands, and also it is very much common in New Papua Guinea and few regions of Africa. Then earthquake is also one of the phenomenon which occur because of the disturbance beneath the earth's surface, and earthquake prone area of India are northeast region like state of Assam, state of Arunachal Pradesh, Sikkim, where you will find houses are made of wooden structure and they are usually 2 to 3 feet above the land, so that the houses causes less trauma when the collapse occur because of the occurrence of earthquake. Now another feature of the natural disaster is because of the landslide, such as landslides are very common in the hilly regions of India, such as Sikkim, then Uttaranchal, then Himachal Pradesh, where you will see many tourists get trapped because of the sudden landslide. Avalanches are very common in North Jammu Kashmir like Gulmarg, or in the Rohtang Pass area which is mostly covered by snow for nearly 8 to 9 months. Then disaster may be because of meteorological or hydrological phenomenon, which may be in the form of very high speed wind, which may give rise to cyclone, typhoon, hurricane. Like Balasore region of Odisha is most commonly affected by cyclone. The cyclone effect is also very much common in Bangladesh and also in the northeast region such as Kolkata. Then it may be in the form of wind gushing from the air into the earth's surface, that is tornadoes. Then in the form of snowstorms, which you have always seen in the temperate climate zone like Chicago, New York, etc. Then it may be because of the sea surge, flood, drought, etc. Droughts are usually usually the area because of the scanty rainfall, which is very common in the sub-Saharan regions of Africa. It is also common in the northwest regions of India like Punjab, Rajasthan, etc. Then disaster may be because of biological phenomenon like infestation of locust swarms or epidemic of disease. Recently we have seen many epidemic of disease like H1N1, that is swine flu, then SARS pneumonia, then Ebola virus. These are the natural disaster which is occurring because of the biological cause. Then disaster may be caused by the terrorist attack, and this terrorist attack may be in the form of bomb explosion, maybe in the form of a rocket launcher attack, then maybe in the form of use of nuclear weapons, etc. And Mumbai is the city which is most frequently in the target of terrorists and terrorist attack. And you have recently seen across Taj Mahal attack by the terrorists from nearby country that lead to the severe loss of life of Mumbaikars. Then it may be caused by different type of accident, which may be vehicle accident like aircraft mishap, train accident, ship drowned, car accident. Then it may be because of drowning, collapse of building, bomb explosion, chemical poisoning, etc. Therefore, man-made disasters are those disasters which are not natural, but because of the effect of human thinking and because of the use of human brain. Example of this is chemical poisoning due to leakage of methyl isocyanide gas in Bhopal and subsequent epidemic of disease, which led to the loss of both life as well as property. In India, different states are prone to different types of disaster. The natural disasters are very much common in the form of earthquake, floods, avalanches, cyclones, etc. In this, the most common is the natural disaster earthquake. Earthquake is mostly seen in the sub-Himalayan regions such as state of Jammu and Kashmir. Then it may be also common in northeast. Floods are very much common in northern India, that is Gangetic Plain. Avalanches are common in the state of Jammu and Kashmir. Cyclones are very much common in the coastal regions of Odisha, West Bengal and also Andhra Pradesh. Man-made disasters may be because of the bomb blast, then it may be because of the use of rocket launcher, then it may be because of the sudden outbreak of the fires, etc. After a major disaster has occurred initially, the only behavior is either general public becoming very frightened, panic, or they may become fixed to the place, and this is known as stunned waiting. So spontaneously a highly organized individual action occurs as survival rapidly recover from the initial shock, which may be seen just minutes after the earthquake. For example, you have seen the collapse of World Tower in New York. You must have seen recently a lady covered with all ashes of the building, and this is because the lady was stunned because of the sudden collapse of the building. So she was in the fixed position when the photograph was taken, but recently that particular female died. The disaster also led to the different type of grapevine communication in the form of rumor, which exaggerate the natural occurrence and the loss in the term of property and the life, and one has to prevent the spread of such type of rumors by proper use of public relation officer, proper use of TV channels, news channels, etc. Therefore, these type of external agencies are also very important in controlling the disaster. Now, disaster in which the death is many is earthquake. The disaster in which the death is few is high wind. The disaster in which the death is many is again flash flood. The disaster where the injuries are very severe is earthquake because of the sudden collapse of the building. And in other cases, it may be few or moderate. The disaster where there is increased propensity of the spread of communicable disease like cholera, acute diarrheal disease, then the disease like poliomyelitis, etc., are seen following all the major disaster because of the overcrowding, lack of proper nutrition, lack of sanitation, proper drinking water, proper shelter, etc. Food scarcity is also one of the important features that lead to catastrophic event in the disaster, and this is very common in the case of flash flood as well as in the case of cyclones, where there is large loss of property and also loss of belongings of the people. The population displacement movements are very less in the case of earthquake because the casualties move, all the remaining patients are panicked or may be burdened under the rubbles. But the population displacement is very much common in the case of high tidal wave, flash flood like tsunami, cyclones, or in the case of the flash flood of sudden occurrence. Then climatic exposure. The health hazard of the exposure due to climatic hazards are reported as small, as long as the population is reasonably well clothed, death from the exposure does not occur. The need to provide emergency shelter therefore vary greatly with the local conditions. Food and nutrition. Flooding and sea surge often damage the household food stock and crops, therefore disrupts the food supply, leading to artificial acute shortage. Food distribution are hampered even for the short period of time, and the role of local community, then self-supported NGOs, become very important to prevent the further death of the people who are affected due to starvation. Then other health problem related to disaster is mental health. Patient may be in anxiety, neurosis, depression because of the sudden attack of the disaster. And these are acute health problems which is very much common either in the people who are affected or in the families. Whenever possible, efforts should be made to preserve the integrity of the family, the community and the social structure. Indiscriminate use of sedatives and tranquilizers during emergency relief phase is strongly discouraged, because if you sedate the patient, you may not able to elicit the vital sign and symptom, the further deterioration of the clinical condition of the patient. You cannot reciprocate with the patient illness, because patient may be in the deep hypnotic effect of the drug and may be sedated. Therefore, he will not able to tell what he is actually suffering from. Therefore, the use of hypnotics and tranquilizers as a first aid treatment should be discouraged. Then there is increased risk of spread of communicable disease. The disaster leads to the outbreak of large number of communicable and infectious diseases. The diseases which are commonly spread is cholera, plague, typhoid, or different type of malaria, malarial fever, etc. This is because the area is usually severely devastated. There is huge loss of ecological disimbalance and total disruption of the food supply, lack of sanitation. Then there is increased chance of taking contaminated water. Then starvation also reduces the immunity of the patient. Therefore, it is very common that there should be proper spread of insecticide, pesticide. There should be good control of rodents, good control of mosquitoes, especially in the refugee camp. Injuries following the disaster. One of the important aspects of disaster management is to know the injuries caused by the different type of disaster, so that you can apply the specific treatment plan and treatment measures. The mortality in the earthquake is primarily due to the collapse of man-made structure like building, houses, staircase, etc. The earthquakes mostly occur at night, so most of the people are in deep sleep, and therefore it lead to the heavy casualty because people do not have time to run away from the home.